Shalom Rach, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Pele Yoitz, Ois Aleph, Shin number 28, discussing Abbas Ish V'Isha, the love, the Ava, that a husband and wife are supposed to have for each other. And we're specifically focusing here now, after we already discussed the responsibilities of the husband to the wife, the responsibilities of the wife towards the husband. V'tzricha lisnaig imoi lefi midoisov. A wife has to use her good character traits to be pleasant, to deal with her husband, she has to behave in a pleasant manner. Look what he says here. Kidei, in order, she has zivugon. A zivug means the couple, the pair. Should be oile yofe, should go up nicely, be'ava v'achva, with love and achva. Also another reference to love and connection. Chochmas noshim bansa besa, the wisdom of the noshim are bansa besa, build houses, says Shlomo Melech. He says further, v'isha yiras Hashem, he tis halol, and a lady who is God-fearing, that is what's praiseworthy. Now listen to the two opposites over here. It's incumbent upon a wife to be tsanua, to be modest. Modest in dress, modest in behavior, modest in speech, to be modest. And one has to know that the tsnius of a wife brings bracha to the house, brings bracha to the children, brings wealth financially to the house. And I'll say something else. There is a Tosfos HaRosh in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf that says that there is a Yetzer Hara called Sachsucha. You know what Sachsucha sounds like? Well, maybe also. It sounds dirty. And it says the Tosfos HaRosh, if there's filth and schmutz in the house, there's anius in the house. Because the Yetzer of Sachsucha gets invited, and he ties his shoelaces, and he dances away, and he brings poverty, Rachman Litzlan. So this is an encouragement to keep a clean house, to keep it in order. Because if there's Sachsucha in the house, Rachman Litzlan, there could be poverty in the house. Now, he says over here, she has to behave in a tznistic manner. Kol kivoyd bas melech penimo, says David HaMelech. The honor, the glory of a bas Yisrael is penimo, is inside. Not to go outside, not to show themselves off. We all know what happened to Dina when she went out. And this is brought down in the Medrash. And therefore, on one hand, she has to make sure she's tsanua and she's modest and she does not cause men, as he says over here, to do averis if by her not dressing properly. On the other hand, a wife has to put on her makeup, her jewelry for her husband. She has to look good for her husband. This is what the Pele Yoitz tells us. This is her responsibility. On one end, to make sure she is tsanua and she does not go out in public in a way that is not appropriate. And even in her own house, if people are around, there's the more tznius. It talks about the Mishnah, the Gemara and Yuma, about Kimchis. The Tzadekes, who had seven sons who were Kohanim Gedoylim. Kohanim Gedoylim. And it says that the beams of her house never saw her hair. She was not a fanatical lady. She was a lady who, inside and outside, she was extremely righteous. I want to say something else. And the Chafetz Chaim talks about this barichus. And it's a sensitive topic. And I'm not pointing chas v'shalom fingers at anyone. But I want to tell you a fact. I feel it's my responsibility to share this with you, and that's why I'm doing so. This is from the Pele Yoitz, this is from the Chavetz Chaim, and all the Sfar Makdoshim. You want to see success from your children? Mothers have to make sure they dress theistically. Mothers have to make sure they dress modestly. It's not just bring to the special ed educator and bring to the behavioral therapist and this and that. That's all part of hishtadlus. That's very nice. We have to go to the root. And I'm not saying if the mother's behaving and dressing theistically, then all your problems are taken care of. I'm not saying that. But I am saying the aleph base. This is where the ois aleph of peleyoitz. We have to make sure we do the first step. The first step is our responsibility is to Hashem. Hashem says a wife has to dress theistically. And when she dresses theistically, she brings bracha to her children. That's what we all have to know. Sometimes people don't realize this. They want to know, what can I do? What can I do? You want to know what you can do? You can dress theistically.